the Haynesboro will hold a town hall meeting this Friday. That's to talk about a decline in the King Salmon Run that impacts Chilkat Valley residents and fishermen.
You know, I hope that it will be creative and productive. You know, this isn't about finger pointing.
Assemblymember Tom Morfitt organized the meeting.
And, you know, kind of to say to Fish and Game, you're not alone. We're here as well. The borough has different pockets of funding that it may or may not be willing to make available.
He says it's important to the community, so he invited representatives from local tribes and the sport and commercial fisheries to speak and set aside time for a presentation from the Department of Fish and Game. Then he's asking the community for ideas about how to build the fishery back. King salmon is considered a great delicacy worldwide and is part of regional identity. In Haynes, locals can boast that there are runs of all five salmon species in the Chilkat River.
And if this run continues to decline, we won't be able to say that. It would be a great loss, I think, in a moral sense, to our community to lose this magnificent species.
Restrictions are changing the regional role of king salmon. Haynes once hosted a yearly King Salmon Derby, but it's been canceled for years. And the annual Gillnetters Fisherman's Barbecue once served kings, but now grills up sockeye and rockfish. Mayor Jan Hill agreed to moderate the town hall since Morfitt will be out of town for the meeting.
Like most of us in Haynes, I care about the king salmon, and I like to eat king salmon, and I would like to eat some again one of these days, and it's been a while.
She says Haynes is known for intense community involvement, but this kind of town hall is a first for her.
I don't recall us ever rallying around salmon because I think that right now is probably the worst condition our salmon runs have been in my lifetime, and I've lived here all my life.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game says extremely poor marine survival rates are part of the population problem. Long-term marine survival for Chinook fell below 1% recently, meaning that for every 100 smelt that go to sea, only one will return. They think rising air and ocean temperatures are part of the cause. The management strategy is to keep as many fish in the river and spawning as possible. The assembly invited Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang to come to the meeting, but he can't make it. He says he's working to schedule a trip to Haynes, and in the meantime, he's anticipating the feedback.
You know, these are their resources. They're not mine. I'm entrusted to manage them, you know, by them, but certainly I can't manage them without hearing from them as to what their concerns are and what they think that we should be doing with their resources. So we are open to listening, we're open to discussions, and we welcome it.
Haynes isn't the only community weathering a downturn in king salmon population. Statewide Chinook runs have been well below their escapement goals for over a decade. Vincent Lang says restrictions and closures like the one at Cook Inlet up north are tough decisions to make, but necessary for the future of the fisheries. He says that just because the fishery in Haynes has fewer fish than that at Cook Inlet by an order of magnitude doesn't make it less important.
If you're living in a small community and you have a small run, the impact to your community may be just as great as having a big community adjacent to a big run.
The downturn is serious enough that the federal government allocated over $20 million in fisheries disaster relief money to the state several years ago. And $5 million in federal and state funds goes directly to the Southeast region each year to support Chinook salmon research and the Pacific Salmon Treaty. In the Southeast region, Vincent Lang says that investment may be turning the tide. King numbers are improving, though they aren't reaching the escapement goal.
We're probably going to be below our desired numbers, but they're going to be above forecast, which is indicating to me that we're starting to see some signs, at least in Southeast Alaska, that some of those Chinook salmon stocks may be turning around.
He says he's cautiously optimistic. The meeting in Haynes will be held on Friday at 3:30 in Assembly Chambers. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strumpel.